Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be sunny, high today near 67. A 77-year-old Kenosha woman died, her 80-year-old husband seriously hurt with an early morning fire in their two-story Harbor Park condominium, part of a larger complex on 54th Street near 5th Avenue at the lakefront. City crews dispatched just after 1:30 to the report of flames. Chief John Thompson says upon arrival, the call went out immediately for additional resources.
It was heavily involved with smoke and flame. We extricated the male victim. He was revived. On scene, he was transported via helicopter to St. Mary's Burn in Milwaukee. A deceased female was found on the second floor of the structure.
Chief Thompson telling reporters the four-hour firewalls kept the flames from spreading to the units on either side. He also indicated the fire may have begun in the garage area beneath the condo because his crews were about to get in there for the two occupants. Part of the first floor collapsed. A house discovered engulfed in flames along the 9500 block of West 5 Mile Road in the Racine County town of Raymond this morning by a sheriff's deputy on patrol. The home turned out to have been a rental with nobody there, but more information led to consideration of this being an arson possibly. Two individuals involved, similar circumstances to a previous house fire involving the same occupant. A county fire task force investigator was called in to the situation. A Racine man is charged with child abuse, allegedly beat a teenager with a hanger. 33-year-old Brian Blair also accused of striking a 14-year-old girl with an electrical cord, and court documents have another child allegedly struck for failing to bring home enough Halloween candy. The children's grandmother telling police Blair had been beating the kid since his release from federal prison about a year ago. He'll be back in court November 11th. Kenosha native Mark Ruffalo jumping into the world of investigative journalism with his upcoming film, Spotlight. The actor telling Jimmy Kimmel Live it's about the Boston Globe's coverage of the Massachusetts Catholic sex abuse scandal from back in 2001, for which he maintains justice still has not been served.
And I think with this Pope and people being awake to this now, I think we're in a particular place where justice could be served.
Spotlight's directed by Thomas McCarthy. It co-stars Rachel McAdams, Michael Keaton, and Stanley Tucci. It'll hit the theaters on Friday. And one of this country's largest trucking firms has opened up a new terminal in Racine County. Estes Express Lines, based in Richmond, Virginia, now operating a 24-door terminal near the interstate and Highway 11. It's the company's ninth facility here in Wisconsin. The Milwaukee County Transit System is facing a major deficit in its current budget. The Journal Sentinel has it to be about $1.5 million. Transit system officials blaming declining ridership and the popularity of free ride passes. And one of the agenda items for the Racine Common Council tonight is the Finance Committee's recommendations in support of the 2016 operating plans for the downtown, uptown, and Douglas Avenue business improvement districts, the money collected from businesses in those areas. There is once again a race for mayor in the city of Kenosha. 16th District Alderman Bob Johnson filing the paperwork to run against former Mayor John Antaramian, who had otherwise been all by himself of late. Johnson deciding to run after the other two candidates dropped out of the race weeks ago.
I think we need somebody in the race who's going to fix our debt crisis, who's going to fund our roads, and who's going to focus on the priorities that the residents are telling us are their priorities also.
Johnson also filing a declaration of non-candidacy for his 16th aldermanic district seat. The election for mayor in Kenosha will be next April. Tonight, the Racine County Board will decide whether there are going to be any amendments to the proposed 2016 budget and then take a final vote on the spending plan. That came from County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, holding again the countywide levy. Supervisors to also consider a resolution for suing Talmer Bank for back taxes owed on the former Park 6 night spot at 506th Street in downtown Racine. Property is targeted now for demolition. In Sturtevant, the Village Board will take public comment on the proposed 2016 budget to begin tonight's meeting. That budget labeled status quo when it was first presented weeks ago, minor increases for things like health insurance. Also, trustees going to consider a revised personnel manual and work rules for village employees, along with a 2016 contract for animal control services with Wisconsin Humane Society. And Congressman Paul Ryan starting out his tenure as Speaker of the House by having the portrait of one-time Speaker Dennis Hastert replaced in the Speaker's lobby with a painting of Frederick Gillette, a Massachusetts Republican who was the Speaker from 1919 to 1925.
The portrait had hung for years in the Speaker's lobby, a plush area just outside the House chamber where lawmakers and reporters congregate. Last week, the 72-year-old Illinois Republican pleaded guilty to breaking banking laws in a hush money scheme. Hastert was trying to hide misconduct from decades ago when he was a high school wrestling coach, some media outlets reporting they involved sexual misconduct.
Pleasant Prairie enacts an ordinance to limit hunting in areas recently opened up to hunters by the DNR, the village approving an amendment to the firearms ordinance that makes it illegal to discharge a firearm utilizing a single projectile in the vicinity of Sheridan Road to the lakefront and from the state line to the village boundary line to the north. Holiday season fast approaching. We Energies has begun the distribution of the annual cookie book, which has 51 recipes, one from each state and the District of Columbia. We Energies' Ann John says that while some of the smaller events have been scheduled for this week, it's going to be the main distribution of the book this Saturday at Miller Park in Milwaukee from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon.
We're going to have reindeer. Mrs. Claus will be handing out hot chocolate. And, you know, last year's event, we handed out over 20,000 cookie books, so we expect to have a lot of people there.
Locally, the cookie book available at the We Energies office on Highway KR at Sheridan Road in the town of Summers, Thursday from noon until 4 o'clock. The Burlington City Council is meeting in Committee of the Whole this evening. The agenda items include the possibility of creating at-large seats on the council versus numbered positions and relocating a church polling site to the city's Public Works office on South Pine Street. Meanwhile, afterward, the Burlington Council will meet, and the discussion will include consideration of a 5% pay raise for Administrator Karina Walters. There is also the purchase of a 99.8% efficient boiler system for the police department. Total cost on that, about $37,500. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave announcing the opening of a new dental clinic. The WRJN's Janet Hoff says it's going to be serving low-income families.
Familia Dental is moving into the former Blockbuster building at 5201 Washington Avenue and will accept Medicaid, most insurance plans, and offer a significant discount to uninsured residents. In a statement, Dr. Kushan Azad, the CEO of Familia Dental, said he came from an underserved background and wanted to combine his passion for dentistry with the goal of helping others in the community. Delagrave and Azad are holding a news conference on Friday to officially announced the opening of the clinic later this month. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Longtime Kenosha YMCA president Pat Monaco has decided to step down at the end of the year, spend more time with his family, and do volunteer work. He's 54 years old, has been with the Y as its leader for 28 years, but 7 years before that in lesser capacities. The Kenosha News says the Y's board of directors has named Cindy Altergott, with 19 years of experience, to be the executive director. And Amazon will soon be giving new dads paid time off. The online retail giant, with facilities, of course, in Kenosha, currently allowing women employees up to 4 weeks of paid leave before they give birth and 10 weeks after. The new rules, taking effect January 1st, would add 6 weeks of paid time off for all new parents, both women and men. AccuWeather forecast, sunny this afternoon, high near 67. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.